From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Space is the next scientific frontier. That's according to researchers who say conducting experiments in microgravity could lead to groundbreaking discoveries on Earth. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports on how one Birmingham scientist launched her research into space and what she hopes to find.
T-minus 30 seconds.
The rocket launched in early November from the Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. Rebecca Buhacker watched nervously from a few miles away. On board are carefully wrapped bacteria samples, Buhacker's research. They're on their way to the International Space Station, which hovers more than 200 miles above Earth's surface, far from Buhacker's lab in Birmingham.
I even here hate to have some of my experiments touched by anybody other than me.
Buhacker is the director of oncology and scientific platforms at Southern Research. She's sending bacteria to space to try to find out how the microorganisms adapt to the unique environment.
It's nothing like you can replicate on Earth. There's just the sheer force of the launch, the temperature changes that you would incur, and then the microgravity, and then the space radiation. What does that do?
She suspects the conditions will prompt the bacteria to create new protein fragments called peptides, and she hopes some of those could be used to fight cancer. Peptides are already used in some cancer therapies, and Buhacker wants to discover more. She's working with the company Rhodium Scientific to conduct her research. Olivia Gomez-Holzhaus is the company's CEO. She says space opens the door to endless discoveries.
In the history of Earth, we've always had all of our science experiments and all of our new product developments under the parameter of gravity. And so when you remove gravity, the biology or the product will change.
Rhodium is one of a handful of companies authorized by NASA to conduct research on the International Space Station. Lab space is otherwise divided among national and international governments. And the station is at capacity.
It is pretty space limited in space.
Scientists on board the ISS are investigating all kinds of questions, from how the human body reacts in a microgravity environment to how toilets work. Kurt Costello is the chief scientist with NASA who oversees research on the space station. Costello says the science does look a bit different than in your typical Earth lab.
So in a 1G lab where you can expect to pretty much easily clean up a spill if you have one, in a closed environment microgravity lab, you don't want that to happen because, well, the spill's not going to really spill. It's just going to go everywhere.
So scientists who do research on the ISS have to get creative. At her lab in Birmingham, Rebecca Buhacker opens a freezer where she keeps control samples of the bacteria sent to space.
They're all packaged exactly the same way on the space station.
The bacteria returned to Birmingham in January. Now Buhacker is studying it, looking for changes. The plan is to learn from this first round, tweak the experiment, and send another round of samples back to the space station.
It will drive innovation on Earth to be able to replicate what you see in space.
That's the next challenge. If Buhacker finds a promising new peptide, she'll have to figure out how to replicate it on Earth. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.